Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, July 10th, 2023. After a last-minute police and fire department approval of the security concept, the techno parade and demo Rave the Planet took place as planned on Saturday. Per police, up to 200,000 ravers celebrated until late into the evening in Tiergarten. The party, with 25 music floats, moved in the footsteps of Dr. Motta's legendary love parade on the Strasse des Centenuni between the Brandenburg Gate and the Große Stern. Fire department spokesman Jens-Peter Wilke was satisfied with the course of the techno demo, and helpers had to care for about 150 people in the medical tents, 51 of which were taken to hospitals. In the bright sunshine and more than 30 degrees, many people decided to undress, which led to an unusual appeal by police on Twitter, asking participants to leave their clothes on, as other ravers had complained. The Berlin Senator for Culture, Joe Ciallo, was also among the participants. The CDU politician stated that Rave the Planet continues a tradition that has shaped the capital, as the Love Parade was a, quote, quintessentially Berlin event. At the same time, he said, quote, Berlin is a city of diversity, not of simplicity. We have no place here for anti-Semitism, racism, and homophobia. At the beginning of the year, state politicians in Berlin promised numerous measures against youth violence and funding for social work at two youth summits, little of which has arrived so far. Per Kazım Erdoğan, board member of the Social Association Aufbruch Neukölln and chairman of the Berlin Advisory Council for Family Affairs, the promised funds have neither been paid out nor approved. After the New Year's Eve riots, the then-governing mayor Giffey had two youth summits in January and February, after which a long list of measures was set out in an outcome paper. For 2023 alone, around 20 million euros had been pledged, among other things, to support school and youth social work. Erdoğan, who attended both youth summits, was initially optimistic after the results were published, but it has now changed into disappointment. Elvira Brandt, executive director of Gangway, an association for street social work, also said of the promised funding, quote, "Nothing has arrived yet." According to the Senate Chancellery, work is underway for 2023 to implement the measures in accordance with the results paper. For example, 60 positions for youth social workers at elementary schools in particularly difficult social situations have been advertised. For the implementation of a number of measures, however, the budget for 2024 and 2025 will have to be decided first. The draft budget is the central topic in the Senate tomorrow. Per the Senate Chancellery, there will also be a third youth summit in the fall. For the Transport Administration, e-scooters are and will remain an important part of the mobility offer in Berlin. Transport Senator Manja Schreiner stated in an interview with the DPA that they are part of a good mobility mix and are needed for the mobility turnaround. But for the senator, it is unacceptable that e-scooters lie in the way on sidewalks or end up in the spray, and she wants to find a solution by meeting e-scooter and also car-sharing providers after the summer break. One additional item on her agenda is to discuss how to serve the outer neighborhoods of Berlin so that people don't have to buy a car in the first place. In doing so, Schreiner is echoing the policies of the previous government in Berlin. It, too, saw sharing services, including e-scooters, as a building block for the traffic turnaround. Despite stricter regulations, however, the problem of carelessly parked scooters or scooters thrown into the river remains. A member of the Berlin police was struck by a falling section of a building's facade, resulting in severe injuries. The property guard was on his way to his post on Friedrichstrasse on Saturday evening around 6:15 when a piece from the sixth floor came loose and fell. The 63-year-old was hit in the head by one or more fragments of the stone slab. Passersby alerted rescue workers, and he was taken to hospital, where he is reportedly receiving intensive medical treatment. According to police, the fire department inspected the facade of the office building afterwards and found more damage, and a specialist group of the State Criminal Investigation Office has taken over the case. If you like our podcast, you can simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.